Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
This thing about open communion, there's what's called close communion. Close communion is people in that same group of fellowship, in other words, other Baptists who believe like we do. And then there's close communion, and I don't want to get on this tangent because we'll talk about this next week, that I believe that's what the Bible teaches beyond any shadow of the doubt, because already he said, when you come together into one place, he mentions what a church is. He talks about tarry for one another. What about the thing, let me give you, what about church discipline? Can I go to another church and they discipline me, or can I vote that pastor out that I'm not a member? Are y'all following the thought about some things about being a member of a church? You have rights and privileges. Nobody from outside can come in here and tell Westwood Missionary Baptist Church what to do. That's not a member of this church. Are you following? They can't come in here one Sunday and say, well, I think we're going to get rid of that preacher Lanier. Well, you're not even a member, okay? But are you following the thought? We cannot go and say somebody in another church is doing something wrong. We as a church cannot discipline them because they're not a member of our church. Are y'all following, or are y'all kind of Google-eyed and your head's just spinning right now? All right, so all of this has together, goes together with this thing about the Lord's Supper. Tarry one for another, and the church discipline and all takes place. It's within that. And by the way, let me repeat this, and I'm going, I have so much to talk about here, and I'll talk about it more next week. It's a privilege to be part of one of the Lord's churches. And there's some rights and privileges that come along with it. You would never, I don't belong to a golf and country club, but wouldn't it be neat? Let me give it, I guess over there, Trump has this thing down and he has that Trump golf club. What do you think they would do if I walked into a country club? Said, I'm going to take that golf cart and you can't play here. Why not? Because you're not a member. We don't think nothing about that, but because we expect that, you know. Whatever. You understand some things, and again, look at some of y'all are mad at me already, but anyway, he says so there's two reasons right here that we see that you don't observe Lord's Supper. Divisions, factions, there's fightings, or there's heresies, different thoughts, different teachings within the church. You do not observe the Lord's Supper. Remember, I didn't write this. Verse number 21. For in eating, everyone taketh before his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. Now, let me explain what this verse is talking about. In this eating event, they had what we would call kind of, sort of, dinner on the ground, so we could put it our minds back then. They're having big love, they're having big feast, dinner on the grounds, okay? And what they were doing, after they would have dinner on the grounds, they were observing the Lord's Supper. It wasn't that they would do it in that order that was so bad. It was the way they were thinking, because when they're having their dinner on the ground, they had different groups of people, that some were rich and some were poor. And instead of sharing together kind of how we do it, aren't you glad when we have dinner on the ground, everybody brings their own food and just, now you may not want to eat what somebody else fixed, but you get the picture. We share. At this one, what they were doing, people would bring their own food and only they ate it. You get the picture? Kind of like dinner on the ground. You sit at your own table and you're only eating your own prime rib, and you're not letting me have none of your prime rib. Okay? I'd be very mad at you if you did that. But that's exactly what they were doing, by the way. Because that's what he's saying. That they have his own supper. It's just for them, his family, or whoever. And others, it's hungry. They don't have anything. It's so much unlike the book in and I won't read it, in Acts chapter number 2. If you read that first church at Jerusalem, they shared everything together. Everything. Their meals, they had all things in common. And they would observe the Lord's Supper. Nothing wrong with that. But what was happening here at Church Corinth, they were having their quote-unquote dinner on the grounds, but they had their little factions. And he said, this ain't the time you eat the Lord's Supper. And when he says, because some is hungry, and another is drunken. Now, let me clarify that. I have it here. The word drunken means to be saturated or drenched. A lot of people think that means they're sitting at the Lord's Supper drinking alcoholic beverages, getting sloshed, getting drunk. That's not what this is saying. They were eating so much, they were getting like a bunch of gluttons. They were getting drunk on their food. That's what the thought here. They weren't bringing, who said Jack Daniels? Thank you, but you said that, not me. Or any kind of wine, any kind of, and so you understand the thought here. They're not sitting there getting drunk, or Paul would really put one on them. What he's talking about is hungry. Some have a lot of food, and some are hungry. They don't have anything. So he compares that. One's hungry, and another's drunk. You have so much food, you're getting saturated. You're getting, by the way, you know what the word glutton means? You know what glutton is when they have these feasts? They'd eat so much, they'd be full, and they'd stick their finger down their throat and throw it up so they could eat more. Okay, anyway, and this is basically what, not they were doing that to that extent, but anyway, they were eating so much, he said, you're getting drunk on your own food, okay? He's not talking about getting Jack Daniels drunk, okay? Now, you said that, not me, okay? And then verse number 22, and I'll finish up with this. I love this. What? That's not what he said. He said it this way. What? If I could emphatically say it in the Greek text. What? It's a negative participle. Literally, I looked this up. What? Greg, Doug's checking me right now. He's on his phone. It's a negative participle. And I'm not a Greek. So I just love the thought. He did it in. Can I do it one more time when I was writing this down? What? It was a strong objection, even a rejection. Vines listed it as something meaning it's an impossibility. When he said, what? It's impossible. When he says this, have you not houses to eat? Or to drink in? It's like a rhetorical question. Of course they had houses to eat in. Of course they had houses to drink to be able to eat these meals in. Why are you bringing it here and doing what you're doing here? Eat at home. Eat that prime rib. If you ain't going to share it with others, eat it at home. That's what he is saying. I love this. When he says, or despise ye the church of God and shame them which have no... Don't you have no shame. Matter of fact, you're shaming them, and really it's shame on you. That's what are you saying? You're despising. The word despise means to think lowly of something or to value very little. The church had turned the Lord's Supper into a fleshly, reveling feast regarding the little, the sacredness of the observance of the Lord's Supper. Let me repeat that. The church at Corinth had turned the Lord's Supper into a thing of reveling and feasting and just having, they alongside their other feasts, they didn't separate the two because of the sacredness of the observance of the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper, it is a sacred observance. It's a serious thing. Shame means to lower in value or to devalue a person. Here you are, eating like a hog. And here's these people ain't got nothing in front of it, and you're putting them to shame. And really, y'all should be the ones, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's what he's saying here. Paul's message was clear. If you want to eat or drink selfishly, we'll do it at home.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.